It's one fellow who was doing this work before I started was kicked out of a man's house because he used the word bull in front of a man's wife.
He was?
Yeah, the man told him just to leave.
Was that in this section?
No, that was over in eastern Kentucky, I think.
Probably up in the mountains.
South or way over in the mountains or somewhere, I don't remember exactly.
Well, don't you think different things like that are governed by people's background, sort of, and how they grew up, and
I think
sometimes
so.
By their religion and various things, I imagine, would
well, of course,
control that.
Part of the difference between the way we talk today, I suppose, and the way our grandparents talked is a sort of frankness in our...
That's right. Everything's on open and above board more. Nothing's... everything's sort of coming out to the surface more.
Well, they used to call your leg a limb rather than
yeah.
That impolite term.
They figured that would embarrass somebody.
Yeah. But that's another thing that's disappearing too, I guess. Suppose your friend sells you a horse. Back to the horseman. Somebody asks you, where did you get that horse? And you reply, I bought it. Would you say, I bought it from Joe, or what? How would you put that?
Yeah, I'd say that. You bought it from somebody, a friend, and you'd say, well, I bought it from, according to how the other party you're talking to would know this party. If he knew him well enough by his first name, then sure, you'd say, I bought him from Joe.
Well, what about the animal that you get bacon from? Would you pronounce the name of that?
Well, that's a pig or a hog.
What about the terms for the female and male and so on and hogs?
Sow, boar.
Then these long teeth, the two long teeth on the hog.
Well, they're the tusks.
And the stiff hairs on the hog.
Bristle.
And the thing that they feed the hogs in. Pour the oxygen into.
Well, that's a trough.
Now, how do you pronounce the plural of trough?
Troughs, I suppose.
What do you call the, what's the general expression around here for the operation that you might perform on a male cat or dog or something?
Well, I guess just plain castrate.
You ever hear it cut or trim or any of those other
or nut? Shit? Yeah.
Well, what about the sound that let's say a calf makes? A real loud sound. What would you call that? Pronunciation of the word.
Well, bellow, I suppose. I'm not too well up on those farm terms because I was born and raised in the city,
yeah.
See.
Well, suppose we just say instead of a calf, you might even say a baby does it.
Balls?
Yeah. Well, one more farm term here.
Well, then a lamb would bleat.
Mm-hmm. What about a horse?
And the horse would whinny.
What about a cow? What do you call it?
Well, the cow just moos.
And a hen.